Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury of Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And much like a podcast on Elm Street, we are doing another theme until the end of September on this podcast. But this one's a little bit different. We're calling it our summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
So every movie that we choose from now until the end of September has to have either generated at least $300 million in the box office or have had a budget of at least $150 million. Yeah. So we're not going to be doing any like indie action movies for this one. This is going to be all big budget, big box office type movies.
Yep.
And to kick it all off, because it is July, we missed the actual date by a long shot. but we are kicking this off with Independence Day from 1996.
Yes, sir. Do you have the stats for this movie?
I do. So the budget was $75 million in 1996. So it's pretty big. The opening weekend it made $50 million in US and Canada. It grossed $306 million in U.S. and Canada, and it grossed worldwide at $817 million. So it far surpassed our $300 million limit. So yeah, this movie was fucking huge. And I'm actually kind of surprised that it didn't gross more in U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
Given the fact that it's like 4th of July in America and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had a big, big worldwide gross.
Sorry, just doing something. How many zeros does a million have? Is it seven?
Six, yeah. What a fucking question.
I know. Okay, so in so 50 million in 1996, today's cost would be just under 95 million.
Their budget was 75 in 96.
No, I just typed in for their opening.
Oh, for their opening. So it'd be 90 yeah. million opening. Okay. Gotcha. So that's not bad.
So it'd be roughly 142 million budget.
Budget. Okay.
And what'd it bring in overall?
817, I think. So it's over a billion.
Yeah.
For sure. It's got to be.
Oops, I didn't do that right. Yeah, I think. Yeah, but 1.5. I think. I don't know. Anyway.
Made a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Not surprising. But anyways, before we talk about this one, we'll kick off our box office news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking, I got this in my trip, but did I get this on a trip? Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, drinking this, Collective Art Summer Ale.
Nice.
Sunny Pale Ale.
Yeah. I think Collective Arts is around here, but.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
They
Hamilton.
Maybe yeah. had it there.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm drinking a Founders Original Pineapple Ginger Vodka Mule.
That sounds interesting.
It's pretty good. I've been sipping away at it waiting for you because
I know I was taking
you made me wait so long.
Well, yeah. It's been a week. I got locked in my house yesterday.
You got locked in your house?
Out. No, oh. I'm not that dumb, okay?
How did you get locked out of your house?
Actually, I have one of those keypad things.
Yeah.
I don't know where actual keys are.
Yeah.
And the thing kept spinning. Like, the code would work, but that just kept spinning.
Oh, shit.
So, apparently, I eventually did get in because it worked, but I had a locksmith coming from Canada. So, it was like,
yeah.
Well, I might as well get this fixed while you're coming. So, we change it out. But basically, the one we had, like the mechanisms like on the outside, and he said
Yeah.
like it breaks a lot of stuff, so. And
Gotta get
then
a Wiser.
that's what we got.
Oh.
He's like, I got one of my cars, the Wiser, that's our main brand. I was like,
Yeah.
sounds good to me.
They have a lifetime warranty too, so if it ever fucks up again, you just
Nice.
send it back.
Nice. Because yeah, we were supposed to get our camping stuff last night, but then that happened, so then it got pushed to tonight. And yeah.
Shitty deal. Glad he made it into your house, though.
Thanks, man.
At least it wasn't fucking pouring rain. Oh, it was pouring rain last night.
Yeah. Not when we were here, but
Okay.
trying to explain to tutorials why we can't go in the house. It wasn't that fun.
You should have just sent him in through a window.
Well, he kept trying to open the door and like can't, and he kept getting upset.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, what are your last four watched?
Last four watched. I haven't utilized this feature, and I don't know why I haven't been, but on Letterboxd, I went to my watch list, and usually I just like do random movies, but then I was like, you can pick the service on it, like filter
Okay.
it to the service.
Yeah.
So I've been filtering it to like Netflix to just like
Okay.
watch all the movies that I'm gonna watch list that are on Netflix instead of like picking a movie randomly and then like find where it's at, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I watched this movie Dangle, Dongle.
I
I don't
saw
know.
you logged that.
It's on the IMDb top 250, so pretty good movie. It's an Indian movie about wrestling, girl wrestlers. It's pretty good. Not bad.
Now, is this like Olympic wrestling?
No, it's well, yes, and they go on to Olympics, but
But like that style of wrestling?
the movie's focus is the Commonwealth Games, I think.
Okay.
And it's like the first like Indian like female wrestlers
Okay.
that broke through anyway. But yeah, pretty good.
Nice.
Long movie as always. All the movies are super long. I watched Lee Cronin's The Mummy.
Yeah.
Now you said you hated it, but you gave it 2.5 stars. So I mean, you couldn't have hated it that much.
I don't think I said I hated it. I just, it was a big disappointment for me.
Oh, okay. I don't know, you're shitting on it pretty hard.
Yeah, because I was very disappointed in it.
I give it 3 out of 5. I had a great time with it. Definitely not perfect, but like I said in my review, I really like the way that Lee went with it, and definitely see like his Evil Dead rise and like brought that to this. So, yeah, and I like the main actor, the guy from Midsommar. And I thought that like, the girl that played the mummy was pretty good. I mean, most of it was probably CGI, but
Yeah. That's what pissed me off so much about it is how much CGI was in it
there
because
was a ton of it.
it was like it that took me out of it.
And a lot of split diopter shots.
Yeah.
Then I watched Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie.
Right.
It's on Crave. This movie kind of blew up this year. I mean, it came out in January, so no one's really talking about it, but Canadian movie, Matt Johnson, which he's directing. Was it the movie that I sent in the Discord, that Buddy movie?
I don't know.
I think he's doing that.
Okay.
I don't know if you watched the trailer for that yet, but
I don't
basically like
think so.
this kid show, like Barney, but it's like a horror
Oh,
movie. Yeah.
yeah.
I think he's doing that one.
Okay.
Definitely recommend checking it out. I mean, it's filmed in Toronto. There's a really fucking awesome CN Tower Rogers Stadium or
Oh, really?
dome stunt that they do.
Really?
It's fucking sick. Awesome.
Huh.
I think you would really like it.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. And obviously, last but certainly not least, had the pleasure of going to see The Odyssey with Mark
In IMAX.
and IMAX and Mark's buddy Skyler, also a friend of the podcast. So yeah, good movie. I gave it 4.5 out of 5. Definitely want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch Stuckman's review on it yet?
No, I haven't yet, actually.
Okay. He watched it twice.
Yeah.
And yeah, he had a couple of really cool takes on it, and I was like, fuck,
Okay.
makes me want to
Yeah,
go back
this
and
one
watch it again.
podcast I listened to, one of the guys watched it four times already.
Jesus Christ.
And I guess like he lives in New York, but like I guess during these, like he'll just buy like four tickets. Like even if he doesn't
Immediately.
have anyone going with him, he'll just buy four tickets.
Okay.
So yeah.
Why, just so no one sits around him?
No, so if he has like extra tickets, people looking for tickets, he can be like, oh,
Oh.
I have, hey, a ticket. Do you want to go
Okay.
or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I'm excited to watch it again eventually. But we'll see. Yeah, I mean, started House of the Dragon season three. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's good. That's it.
All right. I am going to share my screen.
Oh,
Brady and I
forgot
can.
to share.
I know. I'm just joking. You did it
I
last
forgot
week
last
too.
time too, actually.
Yeah. Brady and I have continued our Harry Potter playthrough. So we
Nice.
watched Chamber of Secrets and Prisoner of Azkaban. Skylar, who you mentioned previously,
Yeah.
was talking about The Last Unicorn at work last week.
Uh-huh.
And it's one that I've had on my watch list for a while, and I've always wanted to check it out. So I finally did that night that we were talking about it. And then.
Sorry, real quick. What did Brady think of Azkaban?
It's his least favorite so far, but he still gave it 4 stars.
Okay. Was he scared of it? Like, 'cause it's a pretty fucking.
I don't think he liked the Dementors very much.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything about them. He just said that this one was harder to understand than the other ones so far.
Yeah. It's definitely the darkest of all the Harry
Oh
Potters.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 'cause the Dementors are actually fucking creepy, man.
Yeah, and then you got fucking werewolf and
Yeah.
is this where Mad-Eye Moody comes in?
No. I think
Okay.
Moody's in Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah. He's creepy too.
He is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like you, I also obviously you already mentioned it, but went and saw The Odyssey on the weekend. You disagree with me, but I think it's a fucking modern day masterpiece. I love that movie. I can't wait to watch it again. I can't wait to buy it on 4K because I'm sure there's going to be a director's cut on it. And like this movie could have easily been 4 hours long and
Yeah.
I would have been totally fine with it.
And
There
all
wasn't,
practical effects.
yeah, which blows my mind.
Everything.
Yeah.
Except, well, maybe like a couple things, but
Yeah.
yeah.
But yeah, there's so much to unravel with this movie, and I think everybody did a great job. Yeah, I don't know, a few others, but those are the big ones.
Two.
All right, for the box office, still holding on to a top five spot, we have Evil Dead Burn that brought
Nice.
in 4.7 million, and this movie is a flop. It has so far only grossed 23.8 million. I know people aren't loving it as much as the previous two installments, but I still really want to watch it.
Yeah.
And then this, I didn't even know this was out yet, but it's been out for 19 fucking days. I don't know how I missed that, but in fourth place, we have Minions and Monsters.
You haven't heard about this movie?
I've heard about it, I just didn't know it was out yet.
Dude, people loving it, man.
I mean, I saw the trailer and it does look good.
Yeah. No, people are like surprised by it.
I haven't seen anybody talk about it or anything.
Because basically, like, from what I heard, like, I haven't watched a trailer, but I've seen clips. Like,
Yeah.
basically, they're paying homage to all these movies and stuff.
Oh, that's sick then.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I'll take the place. But yeah, it's in fourth place with 13.6. Just above it in third place is Toy Story 5 with 13.7. In second place, we have the Moana live action remake, bringing
What a
in,
flop, too.
yeah, it's not doing great. It brought in 17.9, and in 10 days, it's brought in 81 million total domestic. And no surprise to anybody. In first place in its opening weekend, we have The Odyssey, which has currently brought in 123.5 million domestic. Worldwide, it is at 327.8. And I was looking at the numbers before you logged on, because I was like, well, this movie's clearly going to make $1 billion. So I wanted to see what the fastest movie to a billion was. Avengers Endgame, no surprise, made 1.2 billion in 5 days.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. Infinity
Yeah.
War is in second place, and it brought in 11 or brought in 1.02 billion in 11 days. Two Avengers movies are back to back. I think that's all I got. So what do we have for 4K?
Okay. We got Anyone But You on 4K. Madagascar Escape to Africa.
Okay.
The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad. We got Vampires.
Steelbook.
Yeah, I was very close to pre-ordering that. The Sword and the Sorcerer on 4K. The
Nice.
People Under the Stairs. Just covered that. Unlawful Entry. We got Pleasantville, Falling Down, Cruel Story of Youth on Criterion, and I'll Remind You of Everything, the films of Mike Mills.
Okay then. All right. Well, you ready to dive into this movie?
Yes, sir.
All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Independence Day from 1996. Starting off with the synopsis. The aliens are coming, and their goal is to invade and destroy Earth. Fighting superior technology, mankind's best weapon is the will to survive. Do you think the pun was intended there? The will to survive?
Now they say it, maybe.
This was directed by Roland Emmerich.
The goat.
Man, he's got so many good movies.
He does. I know
I wrote.
people like always shit on like disaster movies, but
Yeah.
like honestly, they're like my what's the word? I don't, I just
Com
love them.
comfort movies.
Yeah, comfort movies.
Yeah.
They're so good, man.
Yeah. He did Moonfall, which blew me away. Man, that movie
I
was
love
fucking,
Moonfall.
it was awesome.
Yeah.
He did Midway, Independence Day Resurgence, White House Down, Godzilla from 1998, which was fucking so good back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. I haven't seen it in
Yeah,
forever.
no, me either. But man, I used to fucking rock that soundtrack so hard.
I know. I had this movie and Godzilla on VHS.
Yeah, they were good. The Patriot, Universal Soldier, The Day After Tomorrow, 10,000 BC, and 2012. He's just I don't know, man. He's almost like a fucking J.J. Abrams kind of style, just lots of explosions. And
Yeah, I haven't seen the sequel.
I think I have, but I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have watched it. I don't even remember who's in it.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum and Pullman come back.
Oh, did they?
Liam Hemsworth. Oh shit. The guy from The Boys plays older Dylan. Who's the fast guy in The Boys? Fuck, what's his name?
I can't think of his name. I know who you mean, but.
A-Train. Whoa, Micah Monroe?
Really?
Damn, she must have been super young.
What fucking year
Damn,
did this movie
I
come
need
out?
to let me to watch this movie. William Fichtner, Judd Hirsch is back as well. Vicky A. Fox is back. What the fuck? I need to add this to my watch list, I think. Sorry, continue.
For the cast, we have Will Smith, who plays Captain Stephen Hiller. Bill Pullman playing President Thomas J. Whitmore, Jeff Goldblum playing David Levinson, and Margaret Cullen playing Constance. And my God, this has to be the most I know that person type movie for
Yeah.
honorable mentions that
Oh.
we've ever done.
There's a lot.
So many.
Yeah.
Like Judd Hirsch, Robert Loggia, Randy Quaid, James Rebhorn, Harvey Fierstein. This was also like a fucking Mrs. Doubtfire reunion.
Seriously.
Harvey Fierstein, Brent Spiner, who plays Data in Star Trek,
Oh, yeah.
Vivica A. Fox, Lisa Jacob, who played in Mrs. Doubtfire with Harvey Fierstein, Ross Bagley played.
Who did Vivica A. Fox play in Doubtfire?
No. Lisa Jacob was in Mrs.
Oh, okay.
Doubtfire. Ross Bagley,
Yes.
who played Dylan, he was in The Little Rascals. He played
Oh man, I
Buckwheat.
fucking love that movie as a kid.
Me too. Mae Whitman played the president's daughter.
Who's she now?
She was in,
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
yeah,
Huh.
pretty sure she was in fucking Scott Pilgrim too, was she not? No, I'm thinking of somebody
Maybe.
else.
No, I don't think so. Adam Baldwin.
Yeah.
He was in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. Harry Connick Jr. Giuseppe Andrews, he was in Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
Remember in The Office whenever the two locations merged for a little while and
Yeah.
Martin the black guy came in and Michael found out that
Oh, I
he was
know
an
what. I
ex-criminal.
know why that guy looked familiar. Oh
Yeah,
my
he was just
God.
like a fucking tech in Area
Yeah.
51 in this movie, and I was like, oh shit, it's Martin. Yeah. And like that's just scratching the surface. Like there is still so many other people that you can name off that are in this movie. It almost felt like Mars Attacks.
Who the hell is Brent Spiner?
He was Dr. Oaken.
No, I know, but he's been a shit ton of Star Trek.
Yeah, he was Data.
Oh, I never watched Star Trek.
You know who Data is. He's like the
Yeah.
cyborg guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people. But anyways, let's
Yeah,
talk
so
about
like
it.
I had this movie on VHS and I would watch this movie so much. Although there was some stuff like near the ending I totally forgot about. I was like, I don't remember that at all.
I know, me too.
Like I remember like specific parts, like obviously the very end with
Yeah.
Russell and stuff like that and like the speech, but like everything else like in that last 20 minutes I don't remember at all.
For some reason, in my head, Will Smith dies in this movie.
Okay.
Because, like, I was
I
watching
honestly
it.
didn't remember. I yeah.
I was watching it, and I was like, fuck, when does he die? And then he survived at the end. I'm like, I swear to fucking God, I remember him dying. And, like, Vivica A. Fox was crying, but it must have
Yeah.
just been whenever he's leaving.
Yeah.
But, anyways, jumping ahead, spoiler alert.
Yeah. But yeah, I love this movie growing up. I haven't had a logged on Letterboxd, so like I don't even remember the last time I watched it. It's been a while, obviously, though. And our first Will Smith movie
Is it?
that
Yeah,
we've covered.
I guess it would be, yeah.
Yeah, so this movie just kicks off right off, gets going right away. Like opens up, cameras on the moon, and then it has like the landing on the moon like sculpture or whatever. And then you see like just hear this fucking music and just this rattling, and you see like the shadow of the spaceship and just aliens here right away. Just gets right into it.
Yeah.
And so yeah, there's a guy hears the signal from the spaceship and it's coming from the moon. The Pentagon, is hearing all this. They don't know what it is and they're like, oh, it's like a meteor, and he's like, nah, like it's slowing down. And the movie does cut between places quite a bit in like the first act, a lot. And like you said, there's a ton of characters in this and sometimes for me, it was a bit confusing as to like who was who. And there's a lot of like questions that are unanswered that I had no idea what was going on
Do you have
in this
any,
movie.
like anything specific?
What did David do for work? Like
According to
what?
his daddy, spliced cable.
Okay.
I
But
feel
like
like he's some sort of engineer.
he just felt like Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he
Like,
plays that role perfect.
yeah. So I didn't know what he does at all. I thought that Constance, I thought that was the president's now girlfriend or wife.
No,
And I
yeah.
thought that the president stole her from David. So
Okay.
that I was confused about that. Like,
Yeah.
what did she do in the White House?
I feel like she was like his advisor.
I guess, yeah. That makes sense.
Just looking at like notes and shit. So the spacecraft that we see in space, the military reported in this movie that it had a diameter of over 550 kilometers.
Damn.
To put that into scale, if you're going from downtown Ottawa, so where is it showing me here? It's not giving me
Well, I just looked
streets.
up directions to the IMAX in Vaughan, and it was
Yeah.
like 380 kilometers.
So just past Parliament Hill in Ottawa, all
Yeah.
the way to Toronto. Where are we here? Fuck off, computer. So downtown Toronto. So downtown Ottawa to downtown Toronto is 440 kilometers.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker goes an extra 110 kilometers farther
Yeah.
than that. For
Yeah, it's
our
crazy.
American friends, it's over 340 miles.
Yeah. Big ass spaceship. I don't know how much CGI. I mean, there's a ton of CGI in this movie,
Say
obviously,
there's
but
so much.
obviously the big spaceships are CGI, right?
Yeah.
But they did build at least one real spaceship.
Did they?
Smaller. Well, the one that David and Steven go into at the
Oh
end.
yeah, that's true.
Right.
Right. One of the like little pilot ships.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so David, I don't know exactly what David does. He's friends with I didn't write his name down. The guy that's gotta call his brother and his mother. I gotta call my lawyer. Ah, fuck
Yeah.
my lawyer.
Yeah. Harvey Fears. Marty. Marty.
Marty, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he's in like a media, like works for the news kind of thing. Like at least Marty does. I don't know. So yeah, and David is like trying to figure out he's not watching the news and all this stuff, and then like everyone's crowded around the TV and he's like, David, look at the TV, and they're like announcing, he's like, yeah, there's fucking aliens
Yeah.
in space. And meanwhile, David's trying to figure out what it is. Yeah, David's divorced, he still wears his wedding band. We go to Imperial Valley, California, where we meet I didn't even write down their names. There's just too many characters in this movie.
There's so many.
Three kids, which is Russell's kids, and classic fucking Russell, man.
This is such a
Just
perfect role for Randy Quaid.
oh yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
He's this drunken alcoholic crop duster who says he was kidnapped by aliens 10 years ago, and yeah, he's just hilarious. Just drunk all the time.
Dust the wrong field.
yeah. So funny. So yeah, the main spaceship comes in and they are sending smaller ships off into different cities. Mostly the bigger, more populated cities that they're going to. And yeah, there's just so many places that it's cutting around to. Yeah, I just love like this whole opening scene of the aliens coming in and just like covering like all of New York or all of LA or whatever. And yeah, I like it. Yeah, so now we're in LA. There's a big ass spaceship there. Chaos is happening all around, and I love the intro to Steven and what's his wife or girlfriend's name? Is that Marilyn?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. And like they're like waking up, they're not looking at the news or anything like that. They're just going about their morning. Then like Steven's at the window, like brushing his teeth, and the neighbors are going crazy. He's like, "Hey, the neighbors are moving out."
Because they think it's an earthquake.
Yeah. And he goes outside and he like goes to get the newspaper. Look at the newspaper, like looks up, sees the giant ass spaceship, and Jasmine comes out like to give him something, and she's like, "What are you doing?" She just looks up and just sees this fucking giant spaceship.
She is the least observant person I think I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
There's so many cases in this movie where I'm just like, oh my God, like look up
Yeah.
every once in a while.
Yeah. She
But
looked
like,
damn good in this movie, though.
yeah, she did. 'Cause yeah, like we talked about the mothership and it's 550 kilometers or 342 miles, but it also releases the smaller ones, like spacecrafts that come down to Earth, which we're talking about. And they're each 24 kilometers in diameter or 15 miles. So,
Okay.
like, these things are fucking huge
Yeah.
in
Yeah.
their own, like in
Yeah.
themselves. And I love the visuals we get whenever they're coming in. And it almost feels like Peele took a little bit of inspiration whenever
Okay,
he
yeah.
did Nope.
Yeah.
'Cause, like, with the cloud and stuff like that, because this one, like, you don't see them. They're coming in and it looks like a big cloud coverage and it almost looks like a fire in the sky.
It does, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just see it start to emerge out of the clouds. And it looks really cool, even though it
Yeah.
is shitty CGI from 1996, but
Yeah.
it just, yeah, the visuals are really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so President Whitmore is addressing the nation. And because they're talking and they're like, "Yeah, we got to evacuate people." And he's like, "Well, aren't people gonna fucking go crazy?" And then he says, like, in his presser, like, "There's this unprecedented that's happened, you know, blah blah blah." And he's like, "I need everyone to please evacuate in an orderly fashion." This cuz everyone is fucking going crazy trying to drive out of the city, fucking pushing people over. And yeah, I love the scene with Steven talking with I don't know what his name was, his buddy in the military there, the other pilot. And they're in like the locker room, and he shows him the ring that he's gonna use to propose to Jasmine. And I love when he's like talking, and then he gets on a knee, and the guy comes in, he's like, "Whoa, whoa!" It just backs away.
It's got to be the ugliest wedding ring ever as well.
Seriously, yeah.
He's like, oh, Jasmine's got a thing for dolphins. I'm just like, I don't think that's the ring you go for.
No, definitely not.
This
Definitely not.
thing looks like it you bought it at a novelty shop.
And so yeah, Jasmine is a like she says, exotic dancer. She's out back, and she had to come in to cover someone's shift because all of her friends are going to these high-rise buildings and with signs and telling the aliens to come down. And her one friend is like, "Hey, I made a sign." And she's like, "Promise you won't fucking go up there." The girl's like, "Yeah, okay, yeah, fine, I won't."
How stupid can you be?
Oh man, I mean, there would be people like that.
Oh, 100% there would be.
Yeah. And of course she's going over the rooftop, not listening. David and Julius are driving to Washington to go and tell the president and Constance what he intercepted on the signal. He a lot of the stuff like I was trying not to like overthink this movie, but it's like the whole ending and even David's character, like this is an alien race that doesn't talk at all. They don't have vocal cords, they say it in the movie. But somehow David intercepts something and figures out a timer that they have of when they're gonna attack. And then like then the movie happens, which we get into later, but like it's like how do you yeah, it's stupid, but it's fun, dumb.
It's very 1996. It feels
Yeah.
like, because, like, if there's any of our listeners that are roughly the same age as us, like,
Yeah.
Y2K was a thing, and
Yeah.
people thought that the world was going to end whenever the clocks or whenever the
Yeah.
calendar hit the year 2000.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like in the 90s, they had a grasp on technology, but they also felt like the future was a lot more than what it's like than what it was actually going to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like they kind of played on that a little bit in this movie. Because, yeah, I don't know how you're deciphering this code that they have. And the way that, like you said, the way that they take them down in the end is just like, oh, all right.
Yeah. I mean, Roland did make that movie 2012.
That's
Whenever
true.
the
Yeah.
world was supposed to end in 2012.
Yeah, that was another thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What was that, the Mayan calendars?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like people like fucking hated Moonfall because like it's not accurate at all. But I mean, who fucking cares? It's just
Yeah,
fun to
it's just
see
fun.
things that could possibly happen and what they may look like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I
Yeah,
gotta
all the David.
rewatch Moonfall.
I know, me too. But all the David stuff, I love him as like a character, I think.
Yeah.
He's just great. And he's damn handsome in this movie too.
Man, I was gonna say that he is low key. Like, I
He
know
might be
I've.
the best looking person in this movie. I'm not
Oh,
even.
yeah. And, like, I've talked to a lot of women about Jeff Goldblum, and, like, albeit they're a little bit like older women, but, like, he is considered a heartthrob to women like 40 plus. And I see it.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
man, in Jurassic Park, whenever he's laying in the back of that Jeep and he's got his fucking chest
Yeah.
all out and shit, I'm just like, oh my
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, exactly.
And he looks
And
great in this movie too.
yeah, like at the end, he's got like the dark skin and like just those
Yeah.
glasses and his eyes just like pop. It's
And he's in
that's
like the Air Force like
yeah.
outfit. It's like, and he's smoking a cigar. I was like, God damn, you're
Yeah.
making me wet.
Yeah. Another kind of stupid scene, like the president and them decide to send a helicopter up with these special lights to try and talk with the aliens.
Oh man, I love this scene so much.
And like the pilot is like super excited. He's like, you know, okay, Echo One, we got something going on here. And he's, oh, it appears they're making some kind of movement, and like just like this like blue light like opens up, looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
And then just pew pew just blows them up.
The president didn't give the okay to send them up there. He's like, get them the fuck out of there. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Too little,
Exactly.
too late, though.
Because the fucking Secretary of Defense is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, he does get fired later on in the movie.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah. And then, so yeah, David gets to the White House and I didn't understand because President Whitmore hates Stephen. So I'm guessing that he is like good friends with Constance. And that's,
He hates David.
sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
He hates David like with a passion. So that's why I thought like they were together because like the president was like protecting Constance from this guy. Like it almost felt like the president stole her from Stephen.
No, they explain it because Julius, was his name Julius, his dad?
Yes.
That was his name.
Yeah, Julius,
So,
yeah.
yeah, so they show up and Constance says something about the president, blah blah blah, and then David is like, no, I'm packing everything up, I'm like, I'm leaving. And then
Yeah.
Julius is like, what are you talking about? Like, you gotta meet the president, like, we're here, like, so many famous people have been in this Oval
Yeah.
Office, like, what are you talking about, you're packing up. And then Constance is like, well, he punched him once. And he's like, you punched the president?
Hell yeah.
David's like, he wasn't the president whenever I punched him, like, so
Yeah.
they knew each other prior, but I don't think they explain how, but Constance is just like his secretary or something like that. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, he could have They could have banged. It could have been a
Maybe.
Monica
Yeah.
Lewinsky type situation. Who knows?
I love Julius, man. He's so fucking funny.
Man, he's yeah.
He's a great character.
He might be my favorite character in the movie.
I was gonna say that, but yeah, it's tough. So yeah, David deciphers that the aliens are using Earth's satellites against them. And there's like a clock that's ticking of when an attack is gonna happen. So they're taking the choppers away. They're getting on a plane, stuff like that. They end up getting away. We see Jasmine getting away, driving away in the car with Dylan and Boomer, the dog. Her friend went up to the roof, and like one gotta be one of the most iconic explosions
Oh, yeah.
in movie history. Like,
Yeah. Like one part of this scene is the cover of the movie too, right? Like
yeah, because yeah, the all the people are up on the roof, and I love the guy that's like has the spaceship on his head, just
yeah.
like running around. And so yeah, the girl's like up there shining the thing. There's like this bright light like opens up and like this weapon. And everyone's just like staring at it like fucking flies like on fucking whatever those blue lights are. And then so yeah, David and all them get away in a helicopter, and then the timer goes to zero and then just fucking blast the building, and just the destruction it causes just fucking
Oh,
crazy.
it obliterates the whole city. Like, there's a shot after where the camera pans out, and it's just like this huge, like, circular type, like, area of destruction. And it's like, holy fuck, like I didn't remember it causing that much destruction, but it's
No.
huge.
Yeah. And like I don't know if this is a 4K release, but like
It's gotta be.
there's a few movies that like I would love to see like I don't know, like redone. Like obviously you can't have the same actors and stuff really, but like I don't know, I just love to see like this movie get made today with all these same actors, like the same age, whatever, just in 2026, just to see what they could do.
Or just be like, be old enough in 1996 when it came out. Like, because like I was 7, you were 6. So like we were really young whenever this movie came out. So like we weren't going to the theaters to watch it. But I mean, in 1996, this movie would have been like, oh my God, like look at that. That was crazy. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, so all these cars are getting blown up because everyone's like stuck in traffic. I forget his name already.
Marty.
Marty, he unfortunately doesn't make it. He gets blown up. And then we see Jasmine stuck in like a tunnel with Dylan and Boomer, and she gets out and runs over to this like maintenance room and busts it open. And one of the most dramatic scenes ever, they're just Boomer and the dog. I love this. It's so
Boomer is
stupid.
the action star of this movie.
It's so stupid, but like, yeah, this all these car soldiers coming up behind them. The dog just like stared around and Boomer just looks over, just fucking hops over all the cars and just barely makes it in. Yeah, so good. So yeah, it's now July 3rd. Jasmine ends up surviving. One thing that bothered me is like whenever Steven is at El Toro or whatever the base they call that, they're like doing their like they're prepping to go out to fight the aliens, and like he's fucking like making jokes and stuff. It's like, is he not worried about his fucking family? Like at all? It kind of pissed me off. Like he, I don't know. Like he doesn't even care that his girlfriend and well, not his kid, but like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like 'cause this movie came out, I think like 2 or 3 months after Fresh Prince wrapped. So I feel like they were still kind of trying to
Oh,
ride
okay.
on the Will Smith comedy train.
Maybe.
Because there was a lot of comedy in here
Well, I'm
from
not
him.
saying like it's a Will Smith issue. I'm
No, no,
saying
no,
the
no.
character.
I mean, like the. Oh, yeah.
I
But,
meant the
like,
writing, like the
yeah, the
character.
writing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
Oh, okay.
I feel like they tried to put in comedy where maybe it didn't necessarily need to be.
Right. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So yeah, they're going to fight the aliens. They're air fighting the aliens. Honestly, it doesn't look that bad. Like,
No.
it's decent for 1996. Like,
Looks better than Starship Troopers.
yeah. Oh, Jimmy's his buddy. Jimmy ends up getting killed in this. Yeah, and all the aliens are attacking the airbase. They pretty much destroy it. Alien ship crashes. Steven ejects, and this might also belong in a category for our horror movie podcast.
These aliens are creepy.
Because the scene in Alien or in Area 51 is fucking terrifying,
Yeah,
especially
man.
as a kid watching that.
Yeah.
And like whenever Dr. Okun is like talking, like the alien's talking through Dr. Okun,
Yeah.
that's generally terrifying. Like I couldn't imagine watching that as a 10-year-old. I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't have vocal cords, like we've said. So, like, it wraps a tentacle around his throat, and like he's kind of like talking to him through that and like telepathy.
Yeah, I just love that Steven goes up to it, like opens the fucking thing, and just like the tentacles flying around, and aliens look so sick. I love the design of the aliens in this because like the alien we see in the ship, that's just an exoskeleton. Like that's just armor. That's not even the real alien. So like, yeah, I love the design of these things.
Yeah, they're really cool.
But yeah, he just like pops up, like scares him, and just fucking punches the alien, knocks
Fucking
it out.
kills him.
Well, he knocks it out, right? Because the alien comes back alive later on.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, because that's the one that they're cutting open.
But like, I don't know, how would he fucking knock it out? It's wearing fucking armor. I'm
That's
like,
true.
I don't know.
Did he? Because, like, the alien inside obviously controls the exoskeleton. So, like, whenever he punched it, did he like short circuit the exoskeleton?
Maybe, I don't know. Because when he gets to the base, he says like they're like, "Oh, how long has it been out? Has he been out?" He's like, "Oh, like 3 hours."
Because he's like dragging him with his fucking parachute.
I love that this movie they used like real locations for most of the filming. Like I loved all the scenes that looked amazing in the desert and stuff. Like the white desert, I thought looked really cool. Yeah, so everyone's leaving California. They want to do a nuclear strike. I love when they're arguing in like the airplane and like Steven or not Steven, David is like listening in and like the Secret Defense is like, we're gonna do a military or a nuclear strike, and then like David comes in and then they start like picking on David, like, what the fuck is this guy doing here? Like he's just a citizen or whatever, and then like Julius comes in and he's like, hey, he's the one that fucking saved your asses.
You guys would all be dead. Don't tell him to shut up.
Yeah. He's like, my David. He's
And
so proud of him.
because they say like, oh, like we didn't know, we didn't have any knowledge of this or any preparation or anything like that. And Julius is like, what are you talking about? You guys have that place, that Area 51 where that spaceship crashed, and you have all this, you've known about this for 50 years, and you guys never did anything about it. And the president's like, well, like that's all just like a hoax. Like Area 51's not real.
Yeah, he's
And
like,
then
we don't have that stuff.
fucking his Secretary of Defense was like, well, we kinda do.
He's like, that's not all false. And the president's like, which part? Because yeah, like, I don't know the last time I watched this, but like, I never realized that this is that they actually say Area 51 in this movie. Yeah, so yeah, we see like you said, Steven dragging the alien through the desert. All the RVs coming in from California. I don't know how they ended up here, but
I don't
anyway.
fucking know.
And he meets Russ and all them, and He's like, yeah, we gotta go to the military base. And Russ is like, well, there's nothing out here. He's like, well, it's not on your map. So he gets a ride, pulls up to the gate, and the guy's like, yeah, you can't come in here. And he's like, oh, you don't have clearance. And like, Steven's like, clearance? You want to see fucking clearance? And like, pulls the alien, and the guy's like, oh shit, let him through. And just lets in all of the fucking RVs instead of just him. Yeah, I thought it was funny. So what'd you think of the Area 51 scene, of the whole scene, like going into the basement and like Dr. Raccoon showing them around and the aliens and stuff?
I thought it was really cool, and I loved Okun. Like, I just he's such an eccentric character. He was
Yeah.
almost like, because like I recognized him, I was like, why does this guy look so familiar? But he's got like long hair, and he almost looks like a fucking Weird Al type parody
Well, like he
of,
says, they don't let us out much.
yeah, and you can tell because like he, I don't know, he's a little bit batshit crazy.
Yeah.
But they have three aliens down there that they've been kind of doing experiments on. They've all been dead for, I can't remember how long he says, but
Yeah, two of them died in the crash,
yeah, like for
and
like
then
three or
one died
four.
like a few weeks later or something like that.
Yeah. So they've been doing all these experiments on them. That's where they discover that they don't have vocal cords. So they had to communicate through some other function, and like they realize that there's an alien inside of like the big shell. And I don't know. It was a really cool scene because like we've mentioned before, like these aliens were just a really cool design, and being able to see them a little bit more up close and personal. It was,
Yeah,
I think
so
it's
like,
fucking wild that the president of the United States didn't know that Area 51 was real.
yeah.
Like,
And like,
I
what they
thought,
say, there's like 24 floors underneath
yeah.
the ground level.
Yeah.
Just all these people, like, there's so many people that work here, and it's like, that's crazy.
How did this remain a secret?
Yeah, because he shows them the spaceship. And he's like, yeah, we've had this since the late 1960s. And it's just like, what? I don't think they've told any of the presidents about this.
The thing I don't understand, right? Like, this alien race, we find out later, is that they're Earth destroyers, right? Like, not like our Earth personally, but like they'll go around and they'll find a planet, and then they completely decimate it. They take all the resources that they need, and then they move on to another one.
Yeah, because we find out that they're like us. They breathe oxygen, they feel hot and cold.
So like this spacecraft that crash landed on Earth 50 years ago, was this like one of their scouts, and it's just taken them 50 years to get to Earth?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly. Makes sense. Yeah, so we cut back to El Toro. Jasmine makes it there. We find the first lady. She's not doing that great. You learn that Stephen isn't actually the father of Dylan. Yeah, the fucking scene with Okun doing the surgery on the alien and like the alien coming out and killing them is like, I don't know how I watched this movie when I was like 12, 13 years old. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because they're cutting down through his head, and
Yeah.
then they're like, are you sure he's dead? Like, oh yeah. And I like rip the thing open, but while they're doing all this, the camera occasionally will pan to the thing's hand.
So fucking creepy, man.
Yeah, and its hand starts to like clench a little bit, and then
Yeah.
finally someone says like, oh, its hand's moving. And then
Yeah.
as that happens, all fucking hell breaks loose.
Yeah. It just fucking gets up and the tentacles are fucking moving around. Like, it's generally scary, man.
And just the shit that he's saying, he's like, you're all gonna die. Like, because they're saying, like, what's your purpose here? And the alien's like,
Yeah.
to kill you. It's like, oh
Yeah.
shit.
Yeah. The president, he has the fucking tentacle wrapped around a coon. His face is shoved up against the glass, and Whitmore is like talking to the alien, like, what are you doing here? And like, he says to kill, and he's like, well, what we need to do to make a truce. And he's like, that's not gonna happen. And I love that, like, Whitmore's like, is this glass bulletproof? And then the main fucking guy's like, nope, and just boom, boom,
Doesn't
boom.
even hesitate.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hiller Stevens taking the chopper to go find Jasmine. They get reunited. He rescues the first lady. Yeah, they end up trying to set fire rockets at the spaceship, but it has the shield, so they can't do damage to it. The first lady ends up dying.
That scene was sad.
It was, yeah.
Because, like, she's laying in the hospital bed, and the president comes and he's talking to her, and he said, like, "Oh, the doctors say you're gonna be all right," and she's like, "You're a liar." And I was like, "Oh, I forgot about this part." She does end up dying, and then, like, he goes out and he's sitting with Patricia, his daughter, who's like maybe 4 or 5, and she goes, "Is mommy sleeping now?" And he said, "Yeah." And then it's like just like a really heartfelt, really sad moment. I was like, "Oh, fuck." Like, we just watched this alien obliterate a fucking lab, and now we're gonna cry?
Yeah, I know.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I got spoiled by that too.
What do you mean?
First lady dying. Because I'm like Blu-ray, like in 4K is like you can resume where you like left off.
Oh, yeah.
But on the Blu-ray you can't. So like had to go to scenes and like I scrolled backwards, but on my Blu-ray it has like descriptions of each scene. And the one I saw was like First Lady dies. I was like,
Oh,
oh,
what a
okay.
great title for it.
I
Fuck.
know. Yeah, so they have one of the spaceships at Area 51. They don't really know what to do because they have shield and stuff. And then David comes up with the idea from Julius to give the shield or the aliens a virus. And how does he do it? I don't know because there was barely any internet in 1996.
Man, I was thinking that whenever I was watching it. I was like, I, Bell Canada won't fucking connect fibe to my house in 2026, but this motherfucker has a Wi-Fi connection in space?
Yeah.
What is
So
happening?
he comes up with the plan to fly up in the spaceship with Steven to inject the virus into the main spaceship in space with no space training at all.
No.
How are you gonna? I don't know. It's just fucking dumb as fuck, but.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Fucking love the scene too, because they get in, him and Hiller get into the spacecraft. Hiller's gonna fly it because he's a pilot. And he pushes forward on the controls, and they go backwards and crash into a wall. And he goes, "Oops." And then Goldblum's like, "Oops, like that's all you have to say?" And he's like, "Oh, someone flipped the instructions upside down." He's got a fucking little piece of paper notepad thing on his dashboard, and he just turns it upside down and then sticks it back on, and then they figure out how to drive this fucking thing.
And then like halfway they basically make it to the spaceship and then like Goldblum's like, oh, that thing has autopilot, by the way. And he's like, oh fuck, thanks for telling me. Yeah, what like little screen time they have together. I think they have pretty good chemistry together.
Yeah, they did. I would like to see a movie with those two together.
Yeah, so basically the end final scene, the military is asking all the civilians who came from California who flies, and obviously Russ says, oh, I'm a pilot and I love whatever the main general guy is like, all right, some of you guys, you know, this is F-18s, I need to know some of your backstory. And he's like, I'll start with you. And like Russ's son brings like a coffee and he's like half hammered and he's like, well, I was flew in Vietnam and then I quit the military and I've gone to crop dusting and been doing it ever since.
And this whole thing with Russ too that we forgot to mention, he's kind of a laughing stock of their town because he's been telling people that 10 years ago he got abducted by aliens. So this is like his revenge story on the aliens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they get away around the defenses. He makes the spaceship fly. And then the military is working with the rest of the world to plan the attack, getting pilots. We see Steven getting married to Jasmine, which is cute. Then we see David and Constance holding hands, so they're getting back together. I love two things I love. Fuck, I meant to bring this up beforehand. I apologize. Unless
Is it
you have it,
Whitmore's speech?
read my mind.
I just brought it up.
Okay, perfect.
Because, man, this speech had me wanting to hop in a fucking F-18.
Dude, when he says the last line,
Ah.
I got the biggest fucking chills ever. Even just thinking about it, like, man, he's so good.
All right, I have it here.
Okay, go for it.
Good morning. In less than an hour, aircraft here will join others from around the world, and you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind. I have chills just reading this. Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interests. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July, and you'll once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We are fighting for our right to live, to exist, and should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Ah, so good.
And the fucking crowd just goes wild. And I was like,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm not even
Yeah.
American. Fuck yeah.
I know. Yeah. But he delivers that speech so well, man.
Oh,
He's
yeah. Pullman was
so good.
great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love the speech, and I fucking love that Whitmore steps up and gets into a jet, man. And the secretary is trying to stir, no, someone's trying to stop him.
The general, his
Yeah,
general.
because he had already fired the secretary, I think.
His general's
And
like, exactly what are you doing, Mr. President?
yeah, he's like, oh, like I'm a former fighter pilot, like I gotta do my duty. It's like, respect, man. I love what Russ is in it and has like the keypad, just presses a button. It's like, missile engaged. He's like, oh, shit.
It's like, oh no, what did I push?
He's like, what does he say? He's like, why did I quit drinking today or something like that? Yeah. So a ton of fucking questions I have during this last 10 minutes of the movie. So Steven and David are going to the main mothership in space. How the fuck do they know where to go? How do you know exactly what you're looking for?
This thing's 550 kilometers. They know it's in the general direction of the moon.
Yeah. So there's that.
Once they get close enough to the mothership starts controlling their pod as well.
That's true, but they get to this dock and he I don't even know how to explain it. David has his computer up there. By the way, like I can't even be like in my basement, like certain spots in my house. Or I need to buy one of those
Wi-Fi
tethers or
boosters.
Wi-Fi boosters. This guy's in fucking space and is sending fucking emojis to the aliens.
In 1996.
He like uploads the virus. It's like, how the fuck did you do that, man? Like, so he does that. They end up bring down the shields. They, you know, the battle happens. I'm gonna save the good for last. We're jumping ahead a little bit. So they destroy all the alien ships. It cuts to them looking at the alien ship on the ground. They won. How we know how it happened, right? With the sacrifice of Russ. How did all the other giant spaceships across Earth, did they just, I guess, do it better than the US did?
Well, Russ wouldn't have died. Russ only sacrificed himself because his missile misfired.
The
It
gas.
wouldn't
Yeah.
release off his jet.
Yeah.
So he was like, well, the only other option is for me to fly my fucking jet into this thing.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So if they were able to actually shoot it with their missiles, they would have
Yeah,
been all right.
that's true. Yeah, but yeah, he's go
Sorry,
ahead.
I love in the mothership too, because whenever they're pulling up, they see that there's an alien in like a
Yeah.
control room, and Will Smith's like, "Oh fuck, he can see us." And
Yeah.
then Goldblum's like, "Nope, we have power windows." And he pushes a button and the fucking
Yeah.
windows close.
Yeah.
And then they fucking pull up into this thing, and then like his claw comes down and grabs a hold of the spacecraft. And then eventually they're trying to escape. So it's like moving back and forth inside the claw, and this alien in its infinite wisdom clues
Yeah.
in that something's wrong. So
Yeah.
he is able to control the ship from where he is. So he opens up that main window and then sees that it's those two in there. But
Yeah.
before, I don't know if it was before he saw them or not, but he's like, Goldblum's like, okay, let's hide. And they just like get in behind their seats.
Yeah. Yeah, I love because, like, they do their thing and then they can't leave because they're hooked up to this claw, right? So he sets a detonation of some for 30 seconds. They get unhooked and then they're like, well, let's fucking shoot missiles into this fucking ship. So they shoot a missile into like the where this control guy is, and like they put like a skull in this guy's computer, and the alien's like, oh shit, like freaking out. Oh man. And they end up getting away. Yeah. And yeah, the rest of the Earth, Russ sacrifices himself, and I love when he goes in, just like the blue light on his face, and he's like, up yours, and he's like, hey aliens, I'm back, and then just fucking blows up. I did love one thing. I love whatever they're driving up to the spaceship, and David is like telling him like, oh, go left, go right, whatever, and then like Steven's like, stop side seat driving. So they destroy all the ships, and then we see they think that David and Steven are dead, but they see in the radar some blip coming up, and then they all go to the desert. And this final shot is so sick, man. Just the white desert and the two of them walk with the cigarettes in their mouth, and they look so happy, and yeah, happy
And
ending.
they're well, the president and Constance and Jasmine and Dylan are all coming up to them.
Yeah.
It's just like a reunion of all of them.
Yeah. And I really liked more heartfelt moment whenever Russ is, he's like, tell my kids I love them, and then like his son is like standing there and he's like goes up and he's like, no, and then like everything happens and then everyone's like celebrating, like fucking going crazy, and then his son is like sad, and then the main like general guy is like, your dad is very brave. You should be proud of what he did. And he's like, I am. He's like almost like smiling and stuff.
I was gonna say something, I can't remember what it was. Oh, I remember. At one point in the movie too, they make mention that like this alien race's entire civilization is on this mothership.
Well, probably. It's fucking massive.
Yeah, so like they just obviously like to protect Earth, they committed complete genocide. It's just crazy to think like you just killed an entire race by blowing up
Well,
this.
did they? Because there's a sequel,
That's true. There
you
is a
know?
sequel. Maybe it's a different alien race. I don't know.
Maybe. True.
They have their own like space NATO, and
Yeah.
that ship was like the Canada, and then there's another ship that's like
Yeah.
the USA coming in to fuck shit
Yeah.
up.
But yeah. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I have nothing else either. And that's the way the ships fly, I guess. I don't know.
Right, that works. All right. We love this movie as kids. Do
Yeah.
we still love it now?
Yeah, I was going to give it a 3.5 just because, like, the whole ending, there's so much good and so much bad. Like, just so much silly shit we talked about. But I ended up giving it a 4 to 5. Just this movie is so fucking good. just legendary, one of my all-time favorites as a kid, and I'd say it still holds up, man.
It
Like, yeah,
does, yeah.
it's not the greatest looking, but there is some amazing scenes and set pieces in this movie. Like, I think the acting is fantastic in this movie. I love the soundtrack, the score, the alien design. Just the thing that brings it down is a lot of the questions and stupid shit that makes zero sense. But yeah, I love this movie. One of my favorites. How about you?
I also gave it a 4 to 5.
Okay, perfect.
I said this movie's nowhere near perfect, and honestly, a 4-star rating is pretty generous, but I always have a great time watching it, and I have
Yeah.
since I was younger. And I also make mention about Roland Emmerich. I said there's something in the way that he directs that I really enjoy. Like, I don't think I dislike any of his movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
The CGI wasn't great, but it was 1996, so it's understandable. I really feel like Will Smith was able to show what he's capable of as an actor, because like they had just finished Fresh Prince, but this like gave him more of a serious role with some like comedy sprinkled in. Not a lot of this movie was believable, but with an insane ensemble of actors, really cool alien designs, and lots of awesome aerial combat, it's one that keeps you coming back and having a great time. So just, yeah, man. It's a fun movie. It's a good popcorn flick. Really enjoyed it. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: hearkening back to the spirit of classic sci-fi and souping it up with modern pyrotechnic bravura, Independence Day is a proudly goofy invasion epic whose lack of pretension earns it an enthusiastic salute. Sometimes these Rotten Tomatoes consensuses are just like, how many words can I throw into a sentence? But anyways, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll go like 71.
77.
Oh, okay, higher than I thought.
Yeah, this is certified fresh.
Nice.
That's on 158 reviews and an average score of 7.3 out of 10. And the audience gave it a 75% on 250,000 ratings, or an average score of 3.8 out of 5, or a 7.6 out of 10. What's Letterboxd have for us?
Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5. Our buddy Alan gave it a 3.5. Jens gave it a 3.5. I think that's pretty much it.
All
I
right.
can see there's a lot of reviews on this.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to be blind ranking 5 alien spacecrafts.
Okay.
So these are the ships that the aliens drive in movies. It's not going to be the good guys' spaceships.
Okay.
Your first one is the classic style UFO that we see in Mars Attacks.
Okay. Let me just refresh my memory.
I was going to pull them up too, but I didn't want to give away my
Yeah.
list. I was going to share my screen for you.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I really like that one. Kind of cartoony a little bit. We also see the interior of this one
Yeah, that's
quite
true.
a bit. I'll say two.
Number 2. Okay. All right. The shells from Arrival.
Oh, man. Okay. I think just the spaceship, not the movie as a whole. Pretty plain and basic, and we see kind of the inside of the ship, but not really from what I remember. It's been a few years since I've seen it. They're pretty ominous because they just sit there. I mean, is there a wrong answer for all of these?
No, I don't think so.
I'll say five.
5. Okay. All right. We're gonna go for a big one. Actually, no, we're not. Okay. So Independence Day, we have 3 different spacecrafts that we see. I'm only giving you the city destroyers, so the big ones that come to Earth.
I don't know what else you could have on here. I really like the blue light, like weapons on them. But you don't see the inside at all. I'll go three.
Okay. You might have to look this one up. The Juggernaut from Prometheus.
Is that the spaceship that the crew is using?
No, it's the spaceship that the engineers are driving. It's kind of like a horseshoe shape.
Oh, and they're in the temple they find. They're in the cockpits of them.
Yeah, if you Google Juggernaut Prometheus, you'll find them.
Yes.
So what do you have? You have 2, 3, and 5 taken.
So I
So you
got one and
have
four.
1 and 4.
I'll go one.
All right. We'll see how you feel about that. The last one is Jean Jacket from Nope.
Okay. 'Cause like it's not really a spaceship, but kinda is.
Yeah.
You know?
It uses the cloud as like a disguise,
Yeah.
but you don't.
Okay.
You don't see like the inside of it or anything like
No,
that.
'cause when they
So,
get sucked up into it, it's like, is that really like an alien? Is it a spaceship? Okay. So I got that's four, right?
So you had Juggernaut is number one,
Yeah.
the classic style UFO from Mars Attacks as number two, the City Destroyers from Independence Day as number three, Jean Jacket from Nope as number four, and then the shells from Arrival is number five.
Okay.
You're good with that?
I would keep Arrival at five. I would probably swap Independence Day down to four,
Okay.
and then Jean Jacket three, I guess.
Okay.
I
So
don't know.
keep
Yeah.
Juggernaut at number one, keep
Probably, yeah.
Mars Attacks at number two. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I was gonna do alien designs, and I was like the alien as itself, and I was like, no, let's do the spacecrafts.
That's a good one.
All right, it's time for our
Cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
See the stunts in this. I'll go 4 out of 10. It's like the action scenes are choreographed pretty well. Like it's mostly CGI and stuff like that, but yeah, like the fighter pilot scenes and Boomer jumping over the cars, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I go with that. People getting blown away and by cars and flipping cars and stuff like that. So yeah. Favorite scene, action scene, I'll go. I mean, I don't know if I should go with the obvious. I'll change it. I'll go with the final scene with Russ and
Okay.
the president and them like trying to blow up the spaceship like weapon. Like we see the three spaceships and then one guy gets blown up and then fucking Rustums comes in and he's like, "Hey boy, sorry I'm late." And then gets an escort by the president. Like, coolest fucking
Yeah,
thing ever,
it
man.
was cool.
So I'll go with that. And just like the shot of Russ's spaceship, like in line with the weapon.
Yeah.
And then when it blows up, just like the fucking engulf. Yeah. Super sick.
Man, yeah, that explosion of that ship was it was fucking wild. 'Cause like
Yeah.
it blows up from the inside, so you can start to see like the fires start to like spread across the bottom of the ship and the like around the sides of it. That was a
Yeah.
really cool scene.
And stunt I would like to try. I would just love to be an extra during the first explosion. All the cars are like flipping and stuff, and
Okay.
everyone's just running away.
All right.
Like, it's not like anything crazy, like action wise, but
Yeah.
just to be in there, like the cars fucking going flying, the fire truck going wee wee. Yeah, just a guy getting blown into a window and.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
All right, that's fair. Stunts, I gave it 3 out of 10.
Okay.
I said there's a ton of action in this movie and it's awesome to watch, but it's all like 90s CGI, so it's
Yeah.
hard to give it a higher score.
Yeah.
basically what you said. My favorite stunt, I said when Hiller and Levinson are escaping the big spaceship and the doors are closing on them, and there's just like that really high sense of tension, like, oh fuck, are they gonna make it out? Because it looks like the hole in that door is like a pin size, but because the ship is so fucking big, there's just enough room for them to kind of fly through it. But yeah, it was definitely a scene where it's like, oh fuck, like they might die in there.
Yeah, seriously.
And stunt I would want to try, just flying a jet, man. I think that'd be so
Okay,
fucking
yeah.
cool. And like I would feel like such a badass, like the United States Air Force with their F-18s and all that shit. It's like, oh man.
So, well, you're kind of already answered that question just now, but if you had the choice, would you rather drive the F-18 or the alien spaceship?
Maybe the alien spaceship, because I'd be like the only person that's ever done it. That'd be kind of cool. Huh, good point. I want to fly a spaceship. Yeah. No, I'm glad we picked this one.
Yeah, me too.
It's a fun watch, and it's been a while since I've seen it, so this might become, I don't know if it'll be a yearly watch, but maybe like every couple 4th of July, so maybe I'll fucking throw it
Yeah,
on.
exactly.
Yeah, had a lot of fun with it. Going into our next episode, we are going to be talking about The Hunger Games.
Hell yeah.
This is one that I've debated picking for a while, but I've kind of held off. I don't really know why. Maybe just because it's like a young adult type movie, but I
I
mean,
was surprised whenever you texted me and said pick the Hunger Games. I was like, is it a blockbuster? But yeah, it is a
it made a lot of
blockbuster.
money.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. And you'd never read the book, so it's got you
No.
reading the book now, right? But yeah, I don't know. They're enjoyable movies, so
I think
we'll
I've only seen the
see.
first one, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Yeah, so thanks for checking out this episode. If you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Shoot us a message and come back in a couple weeks. We'll be talking about The Hunger Games.
Hell yeah. Alrighty, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.